Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today we're getting an update here from some of our local schools. Raleigh County Day here on In Focus. We have Raleigh County School Superintendent Cliff Williams. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Brandon and John.
Welcome to both of you. John Cox, of course, Superintendent at Blue Valley Randolph Schools. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon and Cliff.
And the listeners can't see it, but John has a very festive shirt on here today for our interview.
It's an ugly Christmas sweater week. It's a tradition that has been here for the last several years, and I thought it was a great idea, so I decided to carry it on and find the most obnoxious sweater I could find.
Awesome. We'll keep
them. I'd give you the trophy.
Keeping with the holiday tradition, making it light around here. And, you know, this is it's December, and we're closing out what's been a very hard semester, I know, for everybody in education, really everybody in, just in general. But we're here finally at the break. And how eager are you guys to finally, you know, just get there and have a couple weeks where you're not dealing with COVID and you're not dealing with the challenges it presents to school?
Well, just to be very honest, Brandon, it'll probably be a track meet between the kids and the staff to see who can get out the fastest on Friday when the bell rings.
Same for us here. You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to work the schedule a little bit and able to give the kids and the staff an extra day off. So our actual last day is tomorrow. So that's, you know, the staff are excited about that. They were very enthusiastic when it was presented as a proposal. And once it was approved, they've been overjoyed.
All right. So you get a couple weeks off here. When is the, the actual day you come back here in January?
The staff come back for us January 4th. The kids come back January 5th.
All right. Same at Raleigh County, Cliff?
We actually all come back on the 4th.
Okay.
So we've had a little tighter schedule this year, Brandon. As you know, we're doing construction work here, and so we just really haven't had much wiggle room in there. So we're going to get after it on Monday the 4th.
All right. Well, in terms of that construction, how are things progressing out there?
You know, the guys are doing a great job, and we're appreciative that Mother Nature has been cooperating with us. Monday night at our board meeting, the board did approve another $3.25 million. This will go into all the remodel work at the grade school, so we're pretty excited. That's the third of the fourth packages. The next one will come out in February, and that'll be package D, and it'll be the remodel work up at the high school. So we are nearing the end, and we're hoping for an open house in August of 2021. So,
all right. And who knows, by that time, we'll have vaccines, hopefully, and people will be back doing things like they normally do in person. We just don't know yet.
Exactly.
Well, it's definitely been a challenge, I know, for a lot of folks, but there's some good news to pass along here. John's got some information regarding food services.
Yeah, after talking with our treasurer the other day, I was made aware that our food service program was granted an extension through the rest of the year. And so our food service program, we're excited about that because Ms. Tracy, our food service director, has done a fabulous job making sure our kids get really delicious food twice a day for breakfast and lunch. And we're excited that we're able to continue that free meal service through the remainder of the year. So that's good news for family and good news for the kids.
Cool. And is it pretty easy to pick up those meals? You just do you have to call ahead or anything like that?
If you are working from the remote setting, you just call the school as you would normally do your lunch count, tell them what you want, and then pick up spots would be at the high school or the elementary school. And if you're at school, obviously, you're able to pick it up. And currently, our system is not set up for the community at large. If, and I don't want to say this too loudly, but if we have to do the remote thing, we will open it up to the community as well at that point. But we're trying to control the flow of people in and out of our buildings right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. Staying safe has been the motto here for this new school year. And as far as anticipated changes here in the new semester, do you foresee anything on the horizon, or do you think it's going to remain business as normal here when you come back in January? Cliff, I'll start with you.
Yeah, Brandon, trying to use our data, currently we only have 5 positive students and 3 staff, which is about 0.7%. So we think the strategies we've been using is working, and I can't begin to say thank you enough to all those parties that have been involved with that, which would be the students, the staff, the parents in our community. That is the reason we have that success story. So we're going to continue to offer 2 formats: the 5-day a week on site, which we've got about 95% of our kids are attending there. And then the other is the remote learning. And so we think that's working right now, and so we want to stick to it.
All right. And for you, John, in your district?
We're going to continue the same format that we have as well, very similar to what Riley County has. Our biggest concern, you know, looking at the uptick after Halloween and a slight uptick after Thanksgiving, we're very concerned about coming back after the break and people traveling and going to family's houses. That's been our biggest challenge, is, you know, you hang out with family and you think you're safe, and somebody may or may not have it and not know about it. And next thing you know, you have a positive case. And so with the last 2 staff members, that's been the case. So we're going to come back and continue business as normal. And I've asked our staff to also prepare for something if the event happens where we have to do some remote. So where the old adage, we're hoping for the best and planning for the worst, is kind of where we're at. But our staff and community all deserve to have schools open so that families can continue to work and the kids can continue to be here at school, where we've shown that it's the safest place for the kids to be, and we know exactly where they're at and who they're with. And so we don't have that same control or that same ability here at school.
All right. Should a change need to be made here over the holiday break, getting closer to, you know, January 4th and 5th when we come back, how will you guys alert families if there is a needed shift?
If we need to, we can alert them through our Thrill Share notifications and make that change as soon as we know. That's the one thing that also concerns us. Our experience from last spring was, we had about a 24-hour time frame where we were notified that we had to notify parents, and it really created a lot of chaos. So we're going to try to give as much notice as we can possibly give. We've communicated that all along, is, you know, making sure the families have the information as soon as we have it is what's critical, and over communicating that. So that's what our plan is. If that we have to do something over the break, we'll communicate that as quickly as we can to try to avoid as much hardship as possible.
And Brandon, we'd use a similar format. We both share the same type of website there. And we'd also use K-Man. It's been a great partner for us, and other radio stations and TV stations like we normally do on a snow day. So.
All right. Thankfully, we haven't had to deal with that yet, but some point that will come along. Have you discussed with your boards the possibility of having a normal snow day with no school, or doing remote learning on those days? Cliff, you want
to? Yeah, that's a great question that I know others are starting to think about it as well. I'm glad you brought it up. We feel like the reason you call off school is because it's unsafe to get here, and so we're going to go ahead and treat at least the first few as a regular snow day. And knowing what all the parties have been going through as well, it's probably a well-deserved break as well, just to be honest. So we're going to treat it as a regular snow day.
All right.
We're going to do the same thing in Blue Valley. We've talked about it. And snow days are inevitable, and we feel that it will be a welcome change and a much needed mental health day in the middle of all of the things that we're going through.
All right. I'm hearing that a lot from school officials. Same thing's happening in Manhattan. So interesting to hear, but it definitely is a question that's probably on the minds of a lot of parents here in 2020 and heading into 2021. We're going to take a timeout. We will come back. More of our interview with Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams and Blue Valley Superintendent John Cox after this on News Radio KMAN.